All right, well, let's try it again. He is risen.
All
right, we're getting it. You know what? Life is springing up all around us, isn't it? How many of you are anxious for spring to come? Yes. I noticed today that I'm not having to shovel it. The snow is actually melting off my driveway instead of having to shovel it.
I'm just excited.
I'm actually excited. You can pray for me. I'll be traveling to California this afternoon after the service.
也请你们为我祷告, 今天下午我们就要去加州。
I'm going to be going to an Asian leadership conference.
我要参加一个, 青少年牧师的一个会议。
And it's in California.
那是在加州。
So I've been rubbing it into Sarah's nose. I've been saying, hey, it's going to be 80 degrees where I'm going.
那里是80度的天气。
Well, this morning, again, we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, are we not?
今天早上我们再一起来庆祝主的复活。
And I wanted to start out this morning by asking you to think about a question.
我要一开始用一个问题来, 请问你们。
This morning, as you sit in your seats, what does the resurrected Lord mean to you?
这位复活的主对你个人有什么意义呢?
What does it actually mean in your life today?
究竟对你的生命生活来说, 这位复活的主有什么意义呢?
I was talking with one of the students who was baptized last night.
我跟一位昨天受洗的孩子在谈话的时候。
And he shared that one of the things that caused him to even to think about God, to begin thinking about God, was what would happen after death.
他跟我分享说, 让他一开始思想这个有没有神信不信神这个问题的这个原因，是因为他在考虑在死亡之后会有什么样的事情发生。
He just didn't know what happens after you die.
他不确定人在死亡之后将会往哪里去。
And you know when you hear sometimes about people who don't know the Lord on their deathbed, there is a great fear that comes over them.
你常常听到有一些不认识主的人，当他们在死亡的时候，他们会心里有很多的害怕。
But for him, he now knows, he is confident of what's going to happen after death.
但是对于这位昨晚受洗的这位年轻的弟兄来说，他已经很确定他将来要往哪里去。
As with us, we know when we breathe our last, we can relax because we know where we're going. We know who we're going to be embraced by.
就像在座每一位信主的弟兄姐妹，我们是很轻松的，我们是很来期待这个死亡，因为我们知道我们将要往哪里去。
So for him, the resurrected Lord means having no fear beyond fear of what lies beyond.
所以对于这一位年轻人而言，复活的主对他的意义就是在死亡之后，他没有惧怕，他知道他要往哪里去。
Sarah and I were at a marriage conference this past weekend in Indiana.
上个周末，我和我的太太一起在印第安纳州参加一个会议。
And one of the presenters shared about his marriage and his family.
有一位讲员跟我们分享他的家庭和他的婚姻。
And one of the challenges and blessings that his family had was that he had a son with cerebral palsy.
对于他的家庭而言，有一个这样的挑战，也是一个祝福，就是他的一个孩子得了脑性的麻痹。
He and his son had never been able to throw a baseball or throw a football together.
他不可能跟他的儿子一起玩棒球或者玩足球。
And he said one of the first things he's going to do in heaven after he embraces his Lord is he's going to play ball with his son.
他说他所期待的是，当他进到了天堂与主相遇的时候，第一件他要做的事情是跟他的儿子一起玩球。
So for him, a resurrected Lord means that one day he'll be able to play ball with his son.
所以对他而言，这位复活的主给他带来的意义是，将来有一天在天堂，他可以跟他的儿子一起来打球。
That means a place with no sickness or no illness.
因为在那里没有疾病，没有痛苦。
And a few weeks ago, when we were serving at Grace Centers of Hope, I met a man who shared his story with me.
几个礼拜前，当我跟青少年一起在一个社区的福音机构服侍的时候，
just a great brother. I'd shared this a little bit with the English ministry. His name was Space Monkey.
我在那里认识一位年轻人，他有一个名字叫做Space Monkey.
Space Monkey, yeah, I just put that in there. But he had heard about Grace Centers of Hope while he was working on the fishing boats down in Florida.
当他在佛罗里达州渔船上工作的时候，他就听到了这样一个福音机构。
And he had been a drug addict for years.
那个时候呢，他是毒品上瘾的人，已经好几年了。
And he made his way up to Michigan, and while he came to, while he stayed at Grace Centers of Hope and began the program there, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就从那里来到了密西根，来到了这个中心，在这个机构里头，他认识了主。
And now he gives his time fully to the ministry of Grace Centers of Hope.
现在他在这个机构里全时间的服事。
And he wears a button on his shirt that says, "Too blessed to be stressed."
在他的这个胸上挂着一个纽扣一样的标示，上面写着说：“我受了这么大的福气，我再也不有压力了。”
He was one of the most joyful brothers I've ever met.
他是我所认识的一位最有喜乐的弟兄。
Says he can't wait to go and meet the Lord.
他说他不能够，他迫不及待的想要去天堂遇见主。
In fact, he told me he was like Paul. He said the only reason why I want to stay here is for the benefit of the church.
就像使徒保罗一样，他说我今天之所以留在地上，是因为我还有地上的工作。
You see, for him, the resurrected Lord means an entirely new life, a new life.Shared with the Lord.
所以这位复活的主对他而言，是带来了一个崭新的生命。
So what does the Lord, what does the resurrected Lord mean to you?
那么这位复活的主对你个人而言有什么意义呢？
Well, the story we're going to look at this morning is an episode whereby the resurrected Jesus addresses his disciples on life beyond the resurrection.
今天我们要来读的经文，这一段是在主耶稣复活以后，向他的门徒们显现，跟他的门徒们的一些谈话，谈到了他复活之后要发生的事情。
The disciples have now walked with Jesus for 3 years, and they have been a witness to the risen Lord.
这些门徒们已经跟随了主耶稣3年多的时间，他们也亲自目睹了主耶稣的复活。
But the question remains for them and for us.What will they do with it?
但是对他们而言，也是对今天的我们而言，到底这位复活的主对我们有什么意义呢？
What does the resurrection not only mean to them, but what does the resurrection mean for them?
不仅是复活本身有什么意义，而是这位复活的主对我们个人而言有什么意义呢？
Will they simply cherish these memories and special times that they have with Jesus?
他们珍惜跟过去跟主耶稣在一起的时间。
Or will being a witness to the resurrection lead them to some place significant?
还是他们因为目睹了、亲自见证了主耶稣的复活，所以就带他们去做一些更大、更重要的事情呢？
Sometimes we can do the same. Sometimes we can just cherish just our salvation and having this relationship. But where is it leading us?
有的时候我们也是如此，当我们得到了救恩以后，我们可以很快乐地庆祝我们得到的救恩，但是除此之外，我们是不是有更多更重要的事情要做呢？
What life is springing out from us from this resurrection?
从这位复活的主之后，我们能够得到一个什么样不同的生命呢？
Okay, so let's take a look at our story this morning.
让我们今天来看这一段经文。
If you'd like to follow along with your Bibles, we're in John 21.
我们是在约翰福音21章，如果你有经文的话可以翻开来。
John 21. Later Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other disciples. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing.We'll come too, they all said. So they went in the boat, but caught nothing all night.
约翰福音21章1到3节。这些事以后，耶稣在提比里底海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西比带的两个儿子，又有两个门徒，都在一处。西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。他们说，我们也和你同去。他们就出去， 上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it.
第四到六节，天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸边，门徒却不知是耶稣。耶稣对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
So what is happening is that Jesus has already appeared to the disciples a couple of times, and there are seven disciples just kind of hanging out, waiting around by the Sea of Galilee.
在这个事情之前，耶稣已经向门徒们两次显现。那在这个时候呢，有七个门徒聚集在一起。
And as they're waiting, Peter, you know, falls back to basically what he knows best.
在这个时候呢，彼得又回去做了他最擅长的工作。
He goes fishing.
他又回去捕鱼。
And the rest join him.
其他的人呢，就跟他一起去。
And what is happening is they kind of have a deja vu of what happened when Jesus first called Peter.
他们好像又回到了过去主耶稣第一次呼召彼得那个时候的情景。
And if you remember the story when Jesus first called Peter, they went out fishing all night and they caught nothing.
如果你们还记得的话，耶稣第一次呼召彼得的时候，正是彼得在打鱼，整夜没有捕到鱼的时候。
Just the same as it is now.
就像这次一样。
And then in the morning, as they were about 100 yards out,
天将亮的时候，差不多在100码之外。
On the shore, there's a guy standing out there.
有一个人站在那里。
And he calls out to them.
他对着他们叫着说。
Says, "Paideia."
他说，小子们。
Which is the This is the Greek for children.
这个字在希腊文里头是说到小孩子们。
This guy is not saying children. In this sense, Jesus is using it as kind of the equivalent to the English lads, laddies.
但并不是指小孩子们，而是说少年人、年轻人。
Or the American, hey guys.
或者美国人说的 hey 你们这些人。
Or the maybe the youth vernaculars, dudes.
或者青少年们说的少年人
Dudes, have you caught any fish?
你们捕到鱼了吗
And they had, they've been skunked.
但是他们没有捕到任何的鱼
So he tells them to throw their nets over the right side of the boat, and they make a haul.
所以耶稣就叫他们把网撒到右边，他们就捕到了满满的鱼
Their nets are overflowing.
他们的渔网满了鱼
But all of a sudden, something begins to trigger in John's mind.
这时候耶稣突这时候约翰突然想到了
He goes back years ago when there was a similar situation.
几年前也曾经有过这样的情景
And the light turns on.
他就突然明白了
Says this, "Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped down for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore. For they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire, and some bread.
约翰福音二十一章七到九节，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒都离岸不远，约有200轴，就在小船上把网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，也有饼。
So in typical fashion, it seems that John is the first one to discern or recognize who Jesus is.
通常都是使徒约翰第一个发现是主。
And in typical fashion, Peter's the first one to take action.
也通常都是彼得第一个开始有行动。
It said that he had stripped down to go fishing.
他因为去捕鱼的时候把衣服脱下来了
Which doesn't mean he wasn't wearing any clothes fishing.
不是说他裸身在捕鱼
It just means that he put on a tunic to pull himself up so they could jump in the water and swim to Jesus.
他只是把外衣卷起来这样他可以跳进水里去捕鱼
Bring in some of the fish you've caught, Jesus said.
主耶稣对他们说把刚才打的鱼拿几条来
So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet yet the net had not torn. Now come and have some breakfast, Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? They knew that it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them bread and fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead.
西门彼得就去，把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。See,
Jesus is purposeful in the way that he reveals himself to the disciples.
主耶稣这次的显现是他蓄意用这样的方式来显现。It
is a remembrance for them of what had happened when they first hauled in a huge catch of fish.
他是要这些门徒们想起来他第一次是怎么样呼召他们的。Jesus'
words may have been probably echoing in Peter's mind.
我想这些话对彼得来说是非常熟悉的。Back
then, Jesus said to him, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people.
那时候主耶稣曾经对彼得说，不要怕，从今以后你就要得人了。You
see, Jesus is not just appearing to the disciples a third time just to make sure that they know that he's been risen.
所以主耶稣这一次显现，并不是只是要向门徒们再一次证明他是复活的。The
disciples already know that.
因为门徒们早就已经知道了。This
passage is not written for those who may be questioning whether Jesus Christ has been resurrected. At this point in the story, either you believe that he's been resurrected or he has not.
这段经文也不是写来要向你再一次证明说主耶稣已经复活了，因为我想你已经早就做了一个决定，到底是不是相信主已经复活。This
passage is laid out for the believer, for the Christian.
这段经文事实上是为已经信主的弟兄姐妹们写的。He
is appearing to the disciples because he has more for them.
因为他是向门徒们说，我还有更大的事要交托给你们。He
has more for them beyond just the resurrection.
我不只是复活，而且我有更大、更重要的事情要托付给你们。He
has told them that they would be fishing for people, and now after the resurrection, he is back to ensure them that they would indeed become fishers of men.
他曾经告诉过他们，他们将要得人如得鱼。 在他复活以后，他再次显现，也就是要再一次的提醒他们，他们将要成为得人的渔夫。
And not only would he make them, enable them, he would make them fishers of men, he would enable them to do it.
他不但是呼召他们成为得人的渔夫，而且他将给他们能力，让他们可以得人如同得鱼。
All right, how many fishermen or fisherwomen do we have out there?
在这里有哪位在座的是 曾经 有过打鱼经验的？
We have zero fishermen and fisherwomen.
这里居然没有，有一位，两位。
All right. Well, I remember a time when I was going fishing with my dad and my uncles.
我记得我曾经在很小的时候跟我的父亲和叔叔一起去捕鱼。
I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
我那时候大概五六岁。And
we came across a very small creek that had these fresh water. They're called suckers.
我们去一个小溪，那个小溪里头呢，有一种在小溪里头常常会发现的一种鱼。And
the creek wasn't very wide, so you could actually kind of go over and look down and see these freshwater suckers swimming around in there.
那个小溪并不是很宽，所以你可以往前一步就看见在这小溪里头的那些鱼。And
you see, I was used to with my dad and my uncles catching we fish for trout, brown trout and rainbow trout.
以前呢，我曾经跟我的父亲和叔叔们一起去 捕鳟鱼。And
at most, these trout would be maybe 8 or 9 inches long, not very big.
鳟鱼大概是八九寸长，并不是很大。But
as I looked down in this creek, these suckers were like 16 inches long. They were huge suckers.
但是当我看到这些小溪里头的鱼呢，它们大概有12到16寸长，非常大的鱼。Which
again, you know, for our standards, for most fishermen standards, that's not very big. But for my six-year-old mind, these things were just huge.
尤其是对一个六岁的小孩来说，这个鱼真是很大的。And
so my dad and my uncles weren't interested in making these fish dinner for us.
But my dad said, hey, Brady, why don't you just go ahead and toss your line in there and catch one.
但是我爸爸就跟我说, Brady 啊, 把你的那个鱼竿撒下去, 来钓一条鱼吧。
And I said, I looked down, I said, Dad, it's not going to pull me in, is it?
我就问爸爸说, 这鱼这么大, 不会把我拖下去吧?
He said, no, it's not going to pull you in, Brady.
爸爸跟我说, 不会的啦, 他不会把你拖下水的。
I said, are you sure?
我就再一次问他说, 你确定吗?
And so I did. I said, all right, I'll try it. So, you know, again, my fishing rod was maybe this long. It wasn't very big.
我就用我的鱼竿来试试了。我的鱼竿大概有这么长。
And I tossed it in.
我就丢下去。
And sure enough, I caught one.
我的确是捕到了一条鱼。
And I remember my rod bending over to the max and my reel cover popping off. You know, I had this little reel cover and it just popped off and I'm like, ugh!
我记得我的鱼竿都已经弯了一些，而且那个卷线的那个遮盖的地方呢，已经开始有点裂开来了。And
you know, this fish, as I recall, it's not a much of a fighter at all. So I did eventually just kind of reel it in and just kind of plopped it on the shore. Didn't really fight, put up a much of a fight at all.
但是这种鱼呢，并不是一个很强的斗士，所以它也并不挣扎，所以我就把这个鱼就拉上了岸来。
And I think my dad and my uncles laughed through the whole thing. But you see, my dad, he knew the equipment and he knew the fish and he knew me and he knew that this fish was not going to pull me in.
我的爸爸其实很知道这个鱼的特性，也知道我，也知道我所有的这个鱼竿，所以他知道这个鱼并不会把我拉下水的。
He easily had insight that I could never dream of, that I was just being 6 years old.
那时候我只有六岁, 所以我父亲所有的知识呢是远超过我的。
And here, Christ is the same way.
在这里主耶稣也是一样。
He told his disciples where to throw the nets.
他告诉门徒们要在哪里下网。
And when they did haul in a huge load, he kept the nets from, the scripture says that he kept the nets from tearing. The nets didn't tear.
当满网的鱼上来的时候呢, 主耶稣又帮助了他们, 让这个网不会裂开。
Christ is able to give us insight when we're fishing for men.
主耶稣可以给我们这样的先见，是当我们去要得人如得鱼的时候呢，他会给我们这样能力和知识。
See, what Christ is beginning to share is that he had more for his disciples to do.
主耶稣在这里是要提醒门徒们，他对门徒有更大更重要的托付。
There was more life and purpose to live beyond just their salvation, beyond just the resurrection.
在救恩之后，还有生命，还有更重要的工作将要完成。
There was work to be done in the world.
在这个世界上还有很多重要的工作。
And now Jesus is coming to them and saying to them, "Let me show you what is beyond just being a witness of the resurrection."
主耶稣在这里是要告诉他们。 当你们目睹了，亲自见证了主耶稣的复活之后，还有其他要发生的事情。
Likewise, Christ has more for us just beyond being a witness of the resurrection.
今天对我们而言也是一样。Just
beyond our salvation.
在我们救恩之后，我们还有新的事情要发生。You
know, today what we're celebrating, we can say, praise God that there is no more sin and death.
我们可以在这里庆祝主的复活，
We can praise God that sin and death no longer have a grip on our lives. Can I hear an amen? Alright. Today we can praise God that we are co-heirs with the kingdom of God.
We can
praise God that we've been saved and have an eternal
life.
And this is something we can truly be excited about. But what Christ is coming to the disciples today, in this passage, is saying, hey, now that you have the salvation, what will God have us do with it?
但是在这段经文里头, 主耶稣是要告诉我们, 我们得了救恩之后, 我们将要怎么样呢?
This year for our church, we have a theme for our church. Does anyone know what the theme is for our church?
今年我们教会有一些主题。
I'll tell you.
Pastor Sui's been talking about it. It's called the year of change, right?
今年是改变的一年.
Has he talked to you about this?
他是不是跟你们说过了?
One of the focuses as a church, as part of this year of change, is that we would move just from focusing on just personal growth.
今年我们教会的一个重心就是让我们 不只是停留在个人的灵命的成长,
that we move from just focusing on just personal growth to expanding out to evangelism.
而是扩展到开始对外宣传福音.
And this is what Jesus is doing with the disciples now.
这也正是主耶稣在这段经文里头对门徒所吩咐的.
He's saying, Peter and James and John, you know, you've walked with me for 3 years. You know me now.
他对他们他的门徒说，彼得啊，雅各和约翰，你们跟随我已经三年了。It's
time for you to begin to move outward.
现在该是你们出去做工的时候了。And
that's what God is calling us to do as well.
这也正是主耶稣今天对我们的呼召。How
is God, moving or maturing you beyond your salvation to become fishers of people?
主耶稣今天帮助我们每一个人成长在灵命上长进, 但是这个之后呢, 他也要我们出去工作。
Hey, we have an opportunity this next coming weekend, right?
事实上我们下个礼拜就有这样的机会。
Is God maybe prompting you to invite a friend or a relative?
也许主正在感动你去邀请一位朋友或者是你的家人来参加下个礼拜的福音聚会。
Maybe God is giving you or prompting or giving you insight now to someone whom you'd like to invite for this next weekend.
也许主正在感动你去邀请一位人参加下个礼拜的福音聚会。
Maybe it's that God is asking you to participate in his work by praying.
也许主正在邀请你 来加入他的工作，经由祷告。
Prayer is absolutely essential, absolutely.
因为祷告是绝对重要的。
To being able to reach people.
尤其是当我们要对外传福音的时候。
And to be able to do His work.
尤其是在做神的工作的时候。
So maybe it is even that this year you'll join us in the prayer meeting on Wednesday.
所以也许你可以来参加我们礼拜三的祷告会。
Because we need people to be praying.
因为我们需要一起来祷告。
Or maybe it's that God is somehow calling you to participate in some of the changes that our church is making this year.
或者主是要邀请你来参加教会里将要发生的一些改变。
So that he can use our church to reach out to those who don't know him.
让主可以使用我们这个教会在这个社区里。
Some of you are being challenged. Some of you are questioning, are you able to do it? Can you go with some of these changes?
也许你们又有一些怀疑，会想说这些改变是可能的吗？
Whatever it is that God is maybe prompting you to do, he will enable you to do it. Okay?
但是当神感动你去做一件事情的时候，他一定会给你这样的能力去达成。
Because just like the disciples, he has more for us than just being, we like it. I love celebrating. I love thinking about my relationship with him and just enjoying him.
就像这些门徒一样，当然我是很喜欢跟主在一起，享受跟他的这个享受他的同在，享受他给我的福气。
But he's got more for us.
但是他对我们有更大的托付。
Okay. But there are times, while God is preparing us for his work, that he has some business with us to do.
当然，当他在准备我们去做他的工作之前，有许多事情是他需要先处理的。
And this was the case for Peter.
就像彼得的情形。
Last time Peter left off with Jesus, he had publicly denied him 3 times.
在主耶稣被捕捉之后呢，彼得曾经三次否认主。
And so Jesus is appearing to his disciples, not only to address them about the work that he has for them, but also to restore Peter.
所以主耶稣不但是在这一次要来提醒他要给他们的使命以外，同时他要重新建立彼得。
Let's take a look. He says this. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John,
Do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. The third time he asked, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep.
约翰福音21章15到17节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁对耶稣说，主啊，你是我所不知，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
It's a very solemn moment, a very serious moment between Jesus and Peter.
对耶稣和彼得来说，这是一个很重要的时刻。
You can tell us even by the way Jesus addresses Simon. He says, Simon, son of John.
我想你可以从他对彼得的称呼来说，就可以知道这是很重要的一个时刻。
But Jesus needs to address Peter.
但是主耶稣需要很严肃地在这个时候对彼得说。
On what had happened before the crucifixion.
在主耶稣受死之后将要发生的事情。
He goes and asks Peter if he loves him. The first question he asks him is, Hey, Peter, do you love me more than these?
他第一个问题是彼得你爱我比这些更深吗？
And all the other disciples are standing around and Jesus is asking them, Do you love me more than these men love me?
那些其他的门徒站在旁边，主耶稣对彼得说，你爱我比这些门徒们爱我更多吗？
Which is kind of a strange question to ask, but remember, Peter had made claims earlier about his faithfulness and his love for Jesus.
这是一个很奇怪的问题，但是因为彼得曾经宣称过他比其他的门徒对主更爱更忠心。
Remember he had said, Hey, Jesus, if everyone else deserts you, I never will.
彼得曾经说过，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
And when Jesus was explaining what would be happening to him, kind of death and crucifixion, Peter said, Why can't I come with you? I'm ready to die for you.
当主耶稣在跟他们预言他的受死复活的时候，彼得曾经说过，主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。
So Jesus is asking Peter to examine the strength of his earlier claims. Do you really love me like this, Peter?
所以主耶稣是要再一次问彼得，他过去曾经宣称的那些爱和忠心，是不是今天还是一样？
He even asked him three times, Do you love me?
他甚至问了他三次。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
It mirrored the same amount of times that Peter had denied Jesus.
就像彼得曾经三次否认主。
It's really hurt Peter.
彼得感到非常忧愁。
That he would have to ask him this many times.
主耶稣居然需要问他三次。
But really, he knew that there was nothing he could say, that Peter could say to somehow prove his love to Jesus.
当然彼得知道，其实没有什么他可以用言语来表达他对主忠贞的爱。
So he simply said, Lord, you know everything, you know I love you.
所以他最后只能说，主你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
And maybe this is the case for you.
也许你也是同样的情况。
Maybe it's not that you've denied Christ.
也许你虽然不曾经否认主。
But maybe you've moved away.
但是你曾经远离过他。
Maybe there's a sin that you've committed that you're so embarrassed about or so put down by.
也许你曾经犯了一个罪，让你觉得不可以被原谅。
And you need Jesus to restore you.
你需要主耶稣重新建立你。
I'm telling you, he's more than willing to.
主是绝对愿意这样做的。
He's more than willing to bring you back.
他愿意重新建立你。
You see, Jesus, in order for him to commission Peter to become a fisherman, he had to question his love for Christ.
当主要呼召彼得去成为一个得人的渔夫之前，主耶稣需要先确定他对主有绝对的爱。
Because almost paradoxically, almost strangely, Jesus is saying the more that we begin to deepen our faith and deepen our love with Him, the more that we'll be able to be fishers and shepherds of people.
因为唯有当我们对主的爱是深的，我们才可能对外去宣扬主的福音。
In the marriage conference that Sarah and I went to this past weekend, we learned that if a husband makes loving his wife the primary focus, and the wife makes loving her husband the primary focus, it is that the children will actually benefit from the husband and wife kind of loving each other and focusing on each other.
上个周末当我们参加这个婚姻的这个会议的时候呢，我们学到的一个功课就是，当丈夫把太太当做他的一个焦点，他的重心，当太太也把丈夫当做他一个焦点重心的时候，孩子们就会从他们这个爱的关系中受惠。
And that is kind of what Jesus is saying to Peter. Hey, begin to love the groom more.
这也正是主耶稣在这里对彼得所说的，你要先爱主，才可能再去爱人。
Love me first, Peter, and then you'll be able to feed the sheep.
当你能够全心的爱主的时候，你才可能去牧养他的羊群。
And so if we as a church are going to move from being receivers to givers, or move from focusing on our own faith as opposed to moving outwards, it's got to come from receiving that love first from Him and the overflow of our hearts.
所以当今天我们的教会要鼓励我们成为一个不是只是接受而是一个施予的人，成为一个愿意向外传福音的人，当我们要这样做的时候呢，我们需要先回来享受到主的爱，能够然后让这样的爱能够满溢出来传到外面。
The life that we talk about comes from, it springs out of our relationship with Him.
这样的生命是来自主给我们的爱。
That's why it's so important, just as John 15 talks about, of remaining in Him, abiding in Him.
这也正是约翰福音所强调的，我们要常常在主的里面。
And that we allow Him to take care of that business within us, if there's something between Him and us.
如果在我们里头有什么跟主之间造成隔挡的事情，要先让主来对付和处理。
Well, let's close out our passage with a command from Jesus to Peter to follow Him wherever that may lead him. He says this, I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know what kind of death he would glorify God with. Then Jesus told him, Follow me.
约翰福音二十一章十八十九节，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
This is what Jesus was beginning to share with Peter was the kind of death that he would follow. He would eventually follow Jesus into the same kind of death that Jesus had himself.
主耶稣在这里是要预言彼得将来要怎么样为主殉道。
This idea of stretching out the hands would be again that Peter would follow Jesus to the point of being crucified.
这伸出手来是指着彼得将来也要为主殉道，是死在十字架上。
For Peter, though, the resurrection was just the beginning for him.
对彼得而言，主的复活只是一个开始。
Christ was telling Peter, hey, follow me because there is something after just our salvation.
主耶稣在对彼得说，跟随我吧，因为在我复活之后还有更多的事情将要发生。
There is something more for us.
在 在我复活之后，有更多的事情将要一起发生。
This morning, as we celebrate the resurrection, I want you to think about not only what the resurrection means to you, but what the resurrection means for you.
当我们在这里庆祝复活节的时候，我希望你们能够再一次思想，不仅是复活本身是什么意义，而是复活对你而言有什么意义。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Most High God, we just give you great thanks for your Son.
我们至高的神，我们为你的儿子向你献上感谢。
We thank you that you sent him out so that he could rescue us.
主，谢谢你将他差遣来，为了来救我们。
And not only did he rescue us, but he has imparted his life to us.
他不只是拯救了我们，而且把他自己的生命给了我们。
He has given us life and given us abundant life.
他给了我们生命，而且是更丰盛的生命。
And Father, if we remain in you, that life will spring forth from us.
主，当我们在你的里面的时候，这样的生命就会活泼起来。
We can celebrate our salvation. We can celebrate your resurrection, but you have so much more for us.
我们可以在这里庆祝纪念你的复活，但是你有更多更大的事情将要在我们身上行。
You have purpose for us.
你让我们的人生有一个意义，有一个目的。
You have people for us to reach.
有许多的人要我们去向他们宣讲福音。
People who do not know you.
很多不认识你的人。
People that don't know the life that we have.
那些还不知道有这样生命是多么好的人。
Father, I pray that you would enable us.
主，帮助我们，给我们这样的能力。
Help us to go deeper in our relationship with you.
让我们跟你有一个更深的关系。
So that we can be used in a greater manner by you.
让我们成为你合用的器皿，被你使用。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.